Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for kicking off your week with us. This is your Monday edition of Fantasy MLB Today. We are a Sports Ethos presentation, of course, and I'm your host, Joe Orico. You guys can find me over on Twitter at JoeOrico99 and also at EthosFantasyBB. That's where we post all of our new baseball content, podcasts, articles, polls, updates to our draft guide. Literally everything on the baseball side gets shared out over there. So throw us a follow and make sure you are checking out our draft guide. Put out a ton of updates today. The position by position rankings and projections and the top 50 overall did get a facelift. There's just so much news. Every single day we're having three or four guys go down with an injury, so I'm trying to keep up with that as best I can. We have a fresh update for you guys to be checking out. There is a link in the description, whether you're listening on the podcast or the YouTube side. You guys can check that all out there. We are going to be doing another mock draft today. We're going to be doing a 12-teamer Yahoo settings head-to-head. We're in the time of year where you guys are likely either about to do your draft. You maybe have already done it. Hopefully you haven't just because of all the injuries, but we are in crunch time right now. Going to be doing a couple of mock drafts this week just to try and get you guys all set up for your real drafts, which are likely coming over the next few days. And I think 12-teamer Yahoo settings is probably going to appeal to quite a big group of you. Maybe not every single person because you can never get everybody, but I think this is a pretty good setting that will apply to a lot of people. Before we get going, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're listening here, if you're on the podcast, subscribe over there. Every little bit does help us out here in our growth efforts. And you guys can do that just by clicking a button. It really is super simple. Comment, like, subscribe, do all that great stuff. But we are going to get this kicked off, make sure I have the settings all correct, as we usually do here. One catcher, one of every infield position. There's no corner, no middle. Those are more roto style. This is a head-to-head. We're doing three outfielders. We got eight pitcher spots and two utilities. So that is what we are going to be doing. I am drafting right from the middle here from the sixth position. We have it all set up and we are good to go. So let's kick it off here with our Fantasy Pros mock draft. I do use Fantasy Pros for these generally. I just find their technology to be very easy. If you've watched a lot of my mock drafts, you know generally like there's not going to be anything too crazy that happens in a Fantasy Pros or a Draft Wizard mock draft. You're not going to have people coming and going. Like if you enter into a mock draft on Yahoo or ESPN or CBS, people will get auto-picked. People will do crazy, weird things. This is based on the expert consensus rankings, and you're not likely to see too many weird things go on. So the first round, Acuna, Witt, Julio, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, pretty chalky stuff there in the first round. I'm going to go ahead and take Kyle Tucker. I'm a huge fan of Kyle Tucker. I'll say it right now. I put him ahead of Corbin Carroll in, was it this ranking update or the last one? Over the last week, he has surpassed Corbin Carroll in my rankings. You guys can, again, check all that out in the description. But Kyle Tucker is my guy here at number six overall. He does a little bit of everything for you. He's an asset in every single category. There's no real injury concern. The lineup is great. There's not really much you can say against Kyle Tucker. After him, it did go to Corbin Carroll, Fernando Tatis, Spencer Strider, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto, and Aaron Judge. That is the first round. Round two, we got Trey Turner, Jose Ramirez, Yordan Alvarez, Corbin Burns, Bryce Harper, and Matt Olson. Yordan Alvarez, right when I started recording this, had to leave the spring training game that the Astros are playing. Have no idea what it is yet. That was literally just popped across the feed a few minutes ago. So everybody is kind of falling like crazy at this point. But you might be the next one. We have to just kind of see with Alvarez. But if you're drafting right now, it's a little bit risky at the turn. Again, in spring training, it could just be, you know, regular maintenance. But according to the beat writers, it was not scheduled that he was only going to play a couple innings. So it is a little bit of a concern here. In round two, again, I try and stay as balanced as possible in the early rounds. Not to say that I won't take somebody who might be deficient in a category necessarily. I think it's right now the top guys that you see on screen are the ones that do make sense here around pick 20. It's Austin Riley. It's Ozzie Albies. It's Lindor. If you wanted to, you could go for a starting pitcher in this range. You got some studs. I think in a 12-teamer, I'm probably going to wait until the third round and see who comes back to me. There should still be one of these guys, and I'd be happy with any of these guys as my ace pitcher as of right now until one of them gets hurt, because that's kind of just what's been happening. But I think I will take Austin Riley. I think I've got a nice base of steals there with Kyle Tucker in the first round. Riley gives me pretty much everything at an elite level besides that, and I think I can kind of compensate. So Austin Riley, it's who they're suggesting to me, and I think it's who really makes sense here in the middle of round two. He'll chip in a couple steals, but that's kind of the place where you do have to make up for it a little bit if you do take Austin Riley. But again, if you take Austin Riley and like Aaron Judge in the first two rounds, that's where it's a little bit more of a concern. But considering I do have a nice base of steals with Kyle Tucker, not overly worried there. After Riley, it goes Rafael Devers, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, Michael Harris, and Vlad Guerrero. Starting off round three, we got Zach Wheeler, Ozzie Albies, Marcus Semien, Garrett Cole. That one is kind of a bit of a risk at this point, and Luis Castillo. See,
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't understand. I just went off about how these are usually very precise, and I guess it's because maybe not everybody has updated their rankings on the system yet, so it's still maybe pulling some of those early rankings that Garrett Cole had. I just updated mine today, and he was still at number 17 until then. So maybe some people still haven't updated. They should probably get on to that if they haven't done so already. My number one starting pitcher here, I think, is probably going to be Kevin Gausman. I'm a little bit worried about the shoulder, but it hasn't been as concerning as I thought it would be over the last week or so. He's supposed to throw. It's not like he's shut down. He's like, he may miss the first start of the year or maybe the first two starts of the year, but I think we were kind of overblowing the injury worry a little bit. And again, it's hard to not kind of overblow those reports, shoulder injury in spring training. I knocked him down, but I have pushed him back up a few spots in the ranking. So we'll take him here as the number one SP. Again, a little bit of a risk. In a 12-teamer, you can't assume some more risk, because you'll see when this draft is over, there's still a lot of very viable players on the board. After Gausman, it goes Luis Robert Jr., Ellie De La Cruz, Yamamoto, Altuve, Seager, and Gunnar Henderson in round three. Kicking off round four, Bo Bichette, George Kirby, Randy Arozarena, Adelis Garcia, Royce Lewis, and then CJ Abrams. I still got a couple of aces that I really like here, and this actually might be a situation where I do take Pablo Lopez. I didn't really expect him to still be sitting here at this point. And again, with the slight concern I have with Gausman, it's not massive, but if I can back that up with another ace level here in Lopez, I think that's pretty damn good. I think he is pretty clearly the best player on the board here still. So let's go ahead and take Pablo Lopez. Don't have to worry about starting pitching now for a good few rounds. I can just fill out that roster. After Lopez, it goes Logan Webb, Tyler Glass, now Zach Gallen, Aaron Nola, and Framber Valdez. Kicking off the fifth round, Tariq Skubal, Christian Walker, Mike Trout, Max Fried, and Manny Machado. With closers going down, I mean, the pool is definitely thinned out. Jawan Duran, today we heard, is going to be starting the year on the injured list. You guys might not have even seen that because it is literally brand new as of about a half an hour ago. Devin Williams is also down. We're in not a great spot. So I think I might just lock down Edwin Diaz. I was a little bit worried. I still am a little bit worried. The fact that he didn't pitch at all last season. It wasn't an arm injury, though. I think it's more just when we see an empty year, our brains maybe overreact a little bit. But again, it was not his arm that was hurt. We did a relief pitcher preview last week with Greg Jewett, and he kind of talked me into Edwin Diaz a little bit more. So let's lock down that first closer here with Edwin Diaz. I think this is generally about the place where he should be going. After I take Edwin Diaz, it goes Cody Bellinger, Gleyber Torres, Adley Rutschman, Christian Yelich, O'Neal Cruz, who hit another two home runs today. By the time you guys are hearing this, it could be three because that game is not even over yet. The guy is insane. But Josh Hader finishes off round five. Kicking off round six, Paul Goldschmidt, Matt McClain, Freddie Peralta, Jazz Chisholm, Emmanuel Clase, and then Nolan Jones. My team, the pitching is very set. We need to continue to fill out our offense, though. The infield is pretty bare. Everything is honestly kind of pretty bare at this point. I don't usually go so heavy on the pitching early. Sometimes you just got to take what the board is able to give you. And I do like the options that were there. So that's another thing that I'll mention here is be flexible on draft day. If you're going with a plan and the plan changes because of players who are available or whatever reason, then alter your plan. If you say, I'm not taking starting pitching early, I'm just not going to do it, and then guys are falling around or even half around more than they should, I have no problem with jumping on a deal if that is the case. Josh Lowe is another guy who would be an interesting target here, but he's also injured. I don't know if there's any more injuries than we've had in previous years, but it definitely feels like it anyway from what I've seen, from what people have been talking about. Apparently, it's not that different than every other year. Maybe it just feels like it's a lot worse in terms of the injuries we're getting. This is not a spot that I particularly love in drafts. And honestly, I think I am going to pull another little audible on myself and take another starting pitcher here. And I think I'm going to go Grayson Rodriguez. I just don't like the position players that I'm seeing. And again, it goes to my point from a few minutes ago. If you want to, you know, maybe pull an audible because of what the board is showing you, then you can do it. And honestly, maybe it's Zach Eflin. It's either Eflin or Grayson Rodriguez. I have Eflin ranked higher. The ceiling for Grayson is probably higher, but honestly, with the Gosman stuff, I'm going to take Zach Eflin here. And again, just going completely by the seat of my pants and just reacting to what the board is giving me. I didn't expect to have another starting pitcher here, but there we are with Zach Eflin in the middle of round six. Logan Gilbert, Devin Williams, Blake Snell, Brian Reynolds, and William Contreras go off the board after. And then Kyle Schwarber, Ian Happ, Tristan Casas, Nico Horner, and Alex Bregman. Now we'll have to stop with the pitching because it's just, we don't need it anymore. We truly do not need any more pitchers. We're going to blow away the competition, assuming health for a lot of these guys. So I don't need to be looking at them really at all anymore. I mean, last couple rounds, I'll need a few more pitchers, but most of my starting spots have actually been filled in already. So I'm pretty happy there. Outfield, Seiya Suzuki is a little bit interesting. I just don't like these middle rounds, generally speaking. I'm not that interested. I tend to take pitchers in this range. I've taken pitchers earlier. So again, this will have to lead to a bit of an audible, and maybe I'll just fully lock down my relievers because I do need another relief pitcher. They are getting hurt, and there's not that many options available anymore, considering that arguably the top two went off the board now with Duran and Williams. So let's take Camilo Duvall. Let's lock down our second closer, and then we truly don't have to worry about saves and pitching really at all, and now we can truly fill out our lineup. This is incredibly uncharacteristic of me. Five pitchers and two position players in a 12-team draft. It's just, you guys are probably wondering who I even am at this point because it's just not something that I do. But I'm pretty okay with it still. Now, Josh Naylor is a target for me at first base. I can probably wait about a round or so. Bryson Stott is a target at second. I might end up taking him here. I can probably justify waiting. You guys know how much I love Tyro. So just going to start filling in some of my favorite options here. Nolan Arenado is unlikely to make it back another round. He might be the guy that I end up going with. I do need speed, and Arenado is not going to help with speed necessarily, but there are some guys that I can get to help with speed, and I think he's probably the best all-around player. It's tricky because he'd have to go in a utility spot. Is it worth it? I think it probably is still, just considering who else is left to me on the board. So I'll take Nolan Arenado, put him in the utility spot. It's another thing I've talked about this offseason. If you're basing your team solely around the positions, you're going to end up falling behind. Like, I need a catcher here, so I'm pushing this guy up, even though he shouldn't be going here. I just need a catcher. That kind of thing, I'm not subscribing to it nearly as much as I have in the past. Best player available is going to be something that I look at a lot more this season. He goes in the utility spot. He goes in the corner spot. He goes in the middle spot. I could care less. It doesn't matter. They don't count for any more if they're in your second base spot versus a utility spot. It's clogged up. Whatever. I don't subscribe to that line of thinking really at all anymore. My queue still has a couple of guys I'm interested in. Should probably go ahead and take Tyro. They're very similar to me, but Tyro, I think, is more well-rounded. They're both going to be similar in terms of stolen bases, which is, again, something that I need pretty badly at this point, is stolen bases. So hopefully they're both going to be there, or hopefully Tyro's lower in the ECR, so there's a better chance of him getting back to me. So maybe I should take Stott, and we'll kind of play a little chicken with ourselves. Let's take Bryson Stott as the second baseman and see if Tyro does get back to me. I think it'll be close. Yeah, Tyro is still sitting on the board. So after I took Bryson Stott, it goes Alexis Diaz, Andres Munoz, Paul Sewald, Justin Steele, Dylan Cease, and Tanner Bibee. Kicking off round 10, Jesus Luzardo, Jordan Walker, Josh Young, Ryan Helsley, Chris Sale, and Yandy Diaz. So I'm going to go take Tyro, and now I think I have very well compensated for my stolen base, or lack thereof, early on in the draft. They're calling it a reach on Tyro. I don't really see it at that point, like maybe a little bit, but I don't really have a problem. You don't have to stick religiously with ADP this time of year, because things are moving around just dramatically every single day, right? Yesterday, Juwan Duran was a top 50 pick. By ADP, if you see him today, he's still going to be a top 50, 60 pick. You can't fully look at that. You have to use a lot of different ways of evaluating players. You look at rankings, you read articles, you do your own research. ADP, there's a lot of people that I know, even just in my home league, who live and die by ADP. If the ADP is, and rankings too, ADP and rankings, like there's a lot more that does go into things. If I'm reaching a couple rounds, it's a player that I really need, and it's, you know, I'm not reaching for a fifth rounder in the second round, but there comes a point, round 10, round 11, you can throw ADP out the door a little bit. You don't have to focus on it nearly as much as you would earlier on in the draft. So I need a catcher, a first baseman, a couple outfielders, and that's kind of it at this point. Fill out the rotation, but I think we've actually constructed a pretty good team. It's an unorthodox team for me. Generally speaking, there's still some guys on there that I really like. Tyro, Bryson Stott, those are my guys this year, a couple of them anyway, Eflin. But this is an uncharacteristic build for me. For sure. First base is a couple options here that I really like. I mean, I like pretty much all of these guys still, so I don't think I need to take a first baseman now. I can likely wait. With only one outfielder, I should probably get on that. Cedric Mullins is a very interesting one. I worry a little bit about that he's been injured in spring, but I think he'll probably be okay batting close to the top of the order. Chaz McCormick is somebody that I'll throw in the queue as well, and Jaron Duran. Outfield, there's still a lot of names, and that's the thing with the three outfielder league. A lot of my drafts this year I've done on stream or just talked about, like, they're five outfielders. Those guys dry up. If I'm at this point in a five outfielder draft, 125 picks deep with only one, it's a bit more of a concern than it is in a three outfielder draft. So I think I'll take Cedric Mullins here, get my second guy locked down. I don't know how they're even calling that a reach. His ACR ranking was right here. It was 129. I took him at 125. So I'll ignore the technology's advice there, but I think that Cedric Mullins, it's still like, I think we're kind of undervaluing him just because of the way last year went. Is he a 30-30 guy like we saw a couple of years ago? Likely not, but I think Cedric Mullins, you know, probably leading off for an excellent lineup. He's not going to be bothered by that wall. Like, everybody talked about Baltimore in Baltimore. As a left-handed hitter, it's not really so much of a concern. Like, it definitely doesn't help, but it doesn't really hurt him so much. I still think he's like a 15 to 20 home run guy who can steal 30 bases and hit 250, 260 while leading off or batting second for a really good lineup. So I don't have any problem with taking Cedric Mullins in this type of range, 120, 130. I like it a lot. After him, it goes Sonny Gray, Clay Holmes, Chris Bassett, Andres Jimenez, Wyatt Langford, and Luis Arraez. Pete Fairbanks kicks off round 12, followed by Jackson Churio, Vinny P, and Christian Encarnacion Strand, two of the first basemen that I wanted go off the board, Bailey Ober and Shane Bieber. I still have Reese Hoskins. Reese's Pieces is one of the guys that I am pretty interested in. Now, he's probably somebody that I can wait on at least a round or two. Don't need to be pushing him up at this point. Jaron Duran is interesting. It would be a massive reach to take him. Maybe a little bit. Maybe I'll take McCormick here because he's more likely to not be available on my next pick. And then I'll worry about Duran with the next pick. They're not going to like this draft, by the way. Like, Fantasy Pros, I'll show you guys the screen. Every draft I've done this year has been at least like a B+. They're not going to like this one. This one is a little bit unorthodox, even for them. So McCormick in round 12, Kenley Jansen, Anthony Volpe, Justin Verlander, Max Muncy, and Michael King. Starting off round 13, Jake Berger, Hunter Green, Sean Murphy, Esteury Ruiz, and Jose Berrios. Now, I'm up again here, 13.06. We need one more utility spot. We need a catcher, we need a first baseman, and we need a few more pitchers. Let's see what's going on with the starting pitching market. There's some nice guys still on the board here, actually. Let's take a look at the cheat sheet because it gives you a wider view of who's still on the board. Merrill Kelly, Jordan Montgomery is so risky, still unsigned. I bumped down Montgomery and Snell in my most recent update. I just don't know if they're even going to pitch in April at this point. Very simple there. Hunter Brown, I love Hunter Brown. I might end up taking him here. As you go down, like, there's still so many options. That's why I love 12-teamers, especially when you've been doing a lot of 15-teamers. You look at the 12s, and it's like, oh, my God. Look at all the goodies that are still sitting here at pick 150. It's just insanity. Or I should say in round 13, because 150 is going to be 150. But the 13th round, to see a lot of these names here is pretty damn cool. I'm going to go Hunter Brown, I think. Hunter Brown is my guy. If they say I'm reaching, then they say I'm reaching. But I think Hunter Brown in this range, 150, I've seen him go as high as like 120 in a lot of cases. Let's take him. Let's see what they say. Slight reach. Again, like I said, they're not going to like this draft, but that's okay. It's not all about what they think. Sometimes it's about what I think. And let's go through what happened here after I take him. It goes Francisco Alvarez, Craig Kimbrell, Alec Bohm, Wilson Contreras, Anthony Santander, and then Walker Buehler. Marcell Ozuna kicks off round 14, followed by Merrill Kelly, Yu Darvish, TJ Friedl, Cabrian Hayes, and Christian Javier. Catcher, first base are what I need. Let's see who's still there at first base. My boy Reese's Pieces is still sitting there. Let's just lock that in and not mess around so much. Even if they're going to call it a reach again, it's fine. I think the team I've constructed is very balanced, both on the offense and on the pitching side. So I don't care if I'm reaching a little bit. I really don't. Montgomery goes off the board at 14.08. Zach Geloff, Tanner Scott, Carlos Rodon, and Nolan Gorman finishing off the 14th round. Shota Imanaga kicks off the 15th, followed by Gavin Williams, Kodai Senga, Masataka Yoshida, and Brian Wu. I'll take a couple more pitchers here. Let's see what the relief pitcher market is giving me. It's a head-to-head week. You do want to have more security with the closer. I have, like, head-to-head, you can have four elite closers, and they could go the whole week and give you two saves. Or you could have, you know, David Robertson, and he gives you four saves. Like, it's just very random. I do like to have a third one there in the head-to-head format. So I'll take Albert Alzolay. I think he's the best closer on the board here. He's fallen by ADP. And, yeah, I think at 174, as a third closer, there's no real concern for me there. There was some talk. There was a Mining the News article a few weeks ago where they said he wasn't going to be given the job, like he wasn't just going to be his, but I think there's a very good chance that Alzolay is the closer. There's really not much doubt in my mind there. It goes to Nathan Eovaldi, Jaron Duran, Jorge Soler, Ezekiel Tovar, Mitch Keller, and Cal Raleigh to finish off the 15th round. Round 16 is James Outman, Eduardo Rodriguez, Brandon Pfaadt, Jonah Heim, Aaron Savali, and Tristan McKenzie. So at this point, one pitcher, one utility, and one catcher. That is what I need. What are we talking about for catcher at this point? Oh, my God. This is what I love about one catcher leagues, too. There are just so many options here. Just wait. If you're in a one catcher league, do not take Rutschman. You don't take Realmuto. You don't take any of those guys. If you're in like a 35-team league or something, maybe you could argue. But I think most of you 10, 12, even 15-team one catcher leagues, look at who's still here at the end of the draft. Moreno, Ohapi, Mitch Garber, Kiber Ruiz, Bo Naylor, Luis Camposano, Tyler Stevens. Like, there's a lot of names. Like, some of those names are more interesting than others. But for your last round pick, like, if somebody's using a third round pick on a Rutschman in a one catcher league, they're screwing up. I'm telling you right now, it's a bad move. He's not going to finish as a top 50 player. He's very, very unlikely to do so. So I just don't need to take on that risk on my team. For my last pitcher, I think I'm going to go with Nick Pivetta. Catcher, like I said, I will wait. And then the utility, I'll take the best just overall player available offensively. So I think that'll be in a perfect world here for me. I'll take an Eloy Jimenez share because you could kind of take a chance in this kind of format. So let's say Logan Ohapi, Eloy Jimenez.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com. And get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And Nick Pivetta. I think those are going to be the three names. Pivetta's ADP is 184, ECR of 203, 196 and 217. Let's go with Eloy. Let's take Eloy here with the first one, and then we'll see if these other two guys get back to me. Maybe with the next pick, I'll take Ohapi because I really do like him, and if I can lock him down, even going around earlier than I would have liked, I think I'll do that. Gabriel Moreno goes off the board right after I take Eloy. Kyle Bradish, Matt Chapman, Bryce Miller, and then Nestor Cortez finish off round 16. Round 17, Jose Alvarado, Shane Baz, Ryan Pepio, Jose Leclerc, and Willy Adames. I'm going to go ahead and take Ohapi, my catcher. And then somebody took Nick Pivetta, so I'm going to have a different plan there for that last pick. After I go Ohapi, it goes Kyle Harrison, Christopher Morel, Edward Julian, Nick Pivetta, Alex Lang, and Charlie Morton. Kicking off round 18, Robert Suarez, Mitch Garver, Carlos Estevez, Jeremy Pena, Trevor Story, and Will Smith, the pitcher. And now we are down to our last spot, our last pitcher spot. So pretty much just the best available slash stream guy. And I think Christopher Sanchez is pretty easily my target here. Been a big Christopher Sanchez guy all offseason. B minus. Well, they didn't hate it as much as I thought they would. Generally speaking, if you go against the grain and you're taking players that are like not in order by ECR, by ADP, they might not like you as much, but they do seem to like this draft okay. Out of the 30 experts in there, we'll take it. So let me just go over my team here real quickly. Behind the plate, it's Logan Ohapi. The infield is Rhys Hoskins, Bryson Stott, Tyro Estrada, and Austin Riley. The outfield, Kyle Tucker, Cedric Mullins, and Chaz McCormick, with my utility spots being Nolan Arenado and Eloy Jimenez. Starting pitchers, Kevin Gausman, Pablo Lopez, Zach Eflin, Hunter Brown. And did I miss somebody? No, I didn't miss anybody. Gausman, Lopez, Eflin, Hunter Brown, and those are the starters. And then I have Edwin Diaz, Camilo Doval, and Albert Alzolay as the relief pitchers on this team. Let me know what you think. Drop a comment below. If you're watching on the podcast side, then there's not an easy way to drop the comment on the podcast, but rating and review, if you want to let me know what you think of this show, the podcast in general, any fantasy baseball thoughts, or really anything at all. Leave a comment, hit me up over on Twitter at JoeOrico99, and make sure you're checking out our draft guide. I know we've been talking about it a lot on socials, on these podcasts. It's because we are very proud of our work. The rankings and the projections, they took hundreds of hours. They're still a work in progress, as you guys are seeing with all the news. I think the real piece de resistance in there is the draft tracker. Powered by the ATC projections, you get your team compared in real time based on the ATC projections to what the rest of the league is projected to do. You're up at pick 175 and you see, okay, I'm a little short in the power stats. I need some homers and RBIs. It will help dictate your decisions. I'm doing it for a draft right now, for a slow draft on the NFBC, and my team is not perfectly balanced because it's just, they're never going to be perfectly balanced, especially at 15 team leagues. But man, like, you can really help yourself out just by comparing what's going on. And of course, projections are not perfect, but ATC is about as close to perfect as you're going to find for projections. And that is what is being used in real time to compare you with every single pick that gets loaded up. It will change your projections, not drastically, but just slightly. And it's color coded to help you guys out. Red is bad, green is good. Generally speaking, that's how it works. But that will do it. Going to continue with some more position previews and mock drafts this week. Again, any questions, feel free to reach out. But that will do it, guys. Until tomorrow, take care and have a great night.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.